Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And I want to welcome you to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead, text your neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're live on the air. Amen. The first sermon of 2023. Glory to God. You know, as the song is sing, thank God we made it. Glory to God. You might have had some troubles, some trials and tribulations, but thank God you made it through. Glory to God. Because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, you ought to be shouting. That's shouting music right there. That's shouting speaking right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, continue on to shout, hallelujah, for a new year. It's a new year, always bring on new beginnings. Glory to God. So you want to make sure, amen, you know, I know they made New Year's resolutions. I don't do that, Because guess what? You only keep them whenever you're right there on that first day of the year, but you never hold on to them. So just roll on over into the new year and just say, Lord, make me, Lord. Whatever you want me to be, Lord, make me. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, make me. I'm yours. Glory to God. When you confess Jesus is Lord, glory to God, in your life, then you ask God to do his will. You don't want to do your will, but you ask him to do his will. Lord, let me hear from you more, Lord. Let me see you in a more, Lord God, spiritual way. Let me see through these eyes. Take the blinders off, whatever's stopping me from seeing what I need to see for you, Lord. So something is holding it back. Glory to God. So in this season, he wants to release it unto you. Ask him these questions. Lord, what is it? Lord, because I'm trying. Lord, I'm so hard. I've been tugging over in 22, and I came over in 23. I don't want that same old, same old. I want something different. And when he tries to bring you different, receive it. Because sometimes you don't even want to receive the difference in what God is trying to do. You don't want to receive the new thing. You know, he said, we're a new creature in Christ. When you confess Jesus is Lord, you're a new creature in Christ. Well, guess what happens? You don't want to receive the new creature. You want to stay in the old because you think the old gave you more than the new will give you. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cheer that devil right now. Knock him in the head and let him know, huh? That is not the God I serve. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now, amen, and give you the announcements with all that being said. Hope everyone is having an awesome, awesome new year. It brings on changes, and, you know, changes are good. Some people don't like change. They want to stay in the same old fire, having the same old trials, the same old tribulations. Glory to God. But you want God to go ahead and settle that. And then when he brings you into the new, be able to receive it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, last time you said, well, Lord, help me to study the Bible more, but you didn't pick it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now you're walking over in 2023 and you still ain't picked it up. Hallelujah. Because all you were thinking about last night, amen, was the red cup and who got the best party. Oh, my God, my God. Glory to God. But he wants you. Hallelujah. He wants you to confess and give him your life and walk in the newness of life and watch what he can do. You know how sometimes, amen, how people can look at other people, you know, they doing good over there. But guess what? Is their soul ready? Are they anchored in the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. They have all kinds of chaos going on. You know, they look good on the outside. Oh, my God, my God. But everything on the inside is messed up. Throw up from the floor. God Almighty. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. So you got to look. You're looking on the outer man. But what about the inside? Is your heart right? Glory to God. We serve a God right now that's on time. He ain't late. He's not late concerning nothing he promised you. He's not late. He will give you everything he said he's going to give you. But there's a place you have to be in to receive the goodness of God. Glory to God. He reigns on the just, but what is the unjust? But understand, when he starts to reign on the unjust, guess what? Hallelujah. Ah, my God, he going to rain them just enough to make it over. Then what they going to have to do, come back, and Lord, you need to rain on me again. But when he rain on those that are just, my God, he give you enough so you won't have to go through that trial again. Then that test again, and you can go on and walk in a different place. Hallelujah. I know you ain't thought about it like that. Amen. Glory to God. But it's okay. If you understand how it works, glory to God. You know, prayer work if you work it. God's word will work if you work it. Seed time, harvest time, it'll work if you work it. Sow boundless and you reap boundless. It'll work if you work it. Give and it shall be given. It'll work if you work it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God. I don't know about y'all, but amen. Them shouting shoes right there. Hallelujah. Woo, my God, amen. We're going to go ahead, amen. And I'm going to give the announcement. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm trying. Hallelujah. But you know it's hard when you're excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, I'm trying to get the announcements. Amen. If I don't get them in, hallelujah, they'll get in where they fit in. My God. Glory to God. But I want you to make sure, hallelujah, that you're anchored in the Lord. Make sure that you want more from God. Start now. Don't quit halfway in the season. You know, most people start out good. They'll start out the new year. This is my new year. And I've seen some of that on last night, amen, and when I looked on different social media pages, and this is my new year, this is what I'm going to do, this and that, hallelujah, and then you don't hold to none of it, you fall back in the same old rut, hallelujah, but once you get ready to fall in that rut, I tell you this, shake it off, don't go, the Lord, I ain't going back there, there's something to happen back there in 2022, let it, stay over there. I will not go back to that same old, and get the same old results. We talk about this every year, but it's time now for you to get it together, pull it together. You know, some wait until they get, over 70 and 80 and on up. Well, Lord, I'm going to serve you now. Well, it's okay. Amen. Glory to God. Well, start serving him. Serve him in the right way. You don't never get too old to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. You'll never be too young to serve the Lord. Glory to God. You know, whenever you was younger, you know, mother and father, you know, some people said it. They said mama them, daddy them, uncle them, and all the limbs, right? They would drag you to church. Glory to God. They was taking you because that's what they were taught. They wanted you to get something in you. Hallelujah. Besides getting that red cup. Oh, glory to God. Good God Almighty. They wanted you to get the goodness of God in your heart so you can begin to serve him. Hallelujah. You know, I was listening to something on this morning, and it was saying, you know, how people say, you know, I love the Lord. I love God. Yes, I love him like you love him. No. If you're still doing what you're doing, tipping, slipping, gossiping, slandering people, tearing them down, hallelujah. Oh, my God, I could go on and on with that. Hey, that right there, preach on its own. If you're still doing all them things, you can't go down. Because he don't like that. He don't like all that. Glory to God. So they say, I love him just like you love him. No, if you're still doing what you're doing, you can't love him. Because if you love him, he said, you'll keep my commandments. What do the commandments say? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We ain't going to go all into that today, but amen. Hallelujah. I know it all. Y'all ought to be fired up round about now. But let me go ahead and see if I can get into these announcements. I want to make sure you tune in on Tuesday night. We have Apostle and Pastor Joseph Riles. Listen, y'all don't want to miss it. Coming up Tuesday. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. This is going to be a fireball. Glory to God. They're going to throw the fire to take you higher. So I encourage you to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time to hear what the Lord is saying. And listen, if you need a life coach, mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, inbox them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. Okay, these doors have been open for a while. You just never know when God to close it. Because I've left it open for my people to walk in and possess the land. So just close it. You never know when he say enough. Glory to God. Because he told me that. He said, that's enough. You don't have to go through that no more. He said, that's enough. Enough is enough. I know y'all seen that movie. Come on. When she said enough was enough, what did she do? She started to fight back, didn't she? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he said enough is enough. When your God say enough, it's enough. So I encourage you to come on and inbox them and let them know what the needs may be. Amen. And if you move on down on Wednesday, we have none other than Faith come by hearing. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Pacific. I'm sorry, 6:30 Central Standard Time. And if you miss it, you miss the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She prays the house down. She walks the dog up and down the road, out on the pavement, and she tell him, you ain't going to do this. You're going to walk like I tell you to walk, her. You're going to walk and stay in the 66 books of the Bible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She don't get off cue. So I encourage you to listen on every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, amen, of 2023. I am your first Hour of Power, and the show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I encourage you to hold on and listen. Don't hang up before everything is over, because you'll miss something. You never know when God's going to come back in and get, he said, hold up. He said, hold, wait a minute. I want to give this last word. You know, it's always good from the beginning to the end. Huh? He said he'll bless you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Oh, my God. So you want to hear every word. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't miss the shows when you start out listening and then say, well, I'm going to hang up. No, don't hang up. You're going to miss something. You could miss something that very, very, hallelujah, that's very, very important, that you've been asking him for, and he can give it at the end. Hallelujah. You just don't know. You know, just don't underestimate, hallelujah, how God works. He can work any way he want to work, and he can work through whoever he want to work through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't miss it. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. Hallelujah. The Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, will be coming up next. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now listen, she is an author. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You go to Amazon, she has book one, book two, book three is coming. Don't get behind. If you didn't get it for Christmas, you can get it now for the new year. They're still available. And you also get a free Kindle. So I encourage you to go over on Amazon and purchase your book. If you have any trouble purchasing it, you can get in touch with either of us on the Wild Team. We will help you out. And if we don't know what to do, guess what? We will go to the author and ask her what's going on. Glory to God. Because we don't want nobody to miss out on nothing in 2023. We want everybody to get, amen, what they came to get. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I also want to encourage you and partners. You will receive many, many, many things. We only ask you for $25 or more. So come on and join, hallelujah, and be blessed in what God is doing, hallelujah. And I encourage you, while we're at it, hallelujah, I encourage you to sow. If these ministries, no, let's reverse that. I'm going to say it like this. Let's reverse that. These ministries have been a blessing unto you. So I encourage you to sow in these ministries. I know some of you out there, and it's, you know, saying that's only Martha. No, I'm God's prophet. Hallelujah. Yes, I may be Martha to my children. Yes, I may be Martha to my siblings. Yes, but when I'm on this line, hallelujah, and I'm talking to you from the presence of the Lord, I am prophetess Martha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, hallelujah, to come on and sow. And watch what God does in your life. Hallelujah. I'm not just saying so in the prophetic corner ministries. I'm saying in all the ministries, because we are all under one umbrella. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when one win, we all win. Hallelujah. That's the way that goes. Glory to God. Nobody is out there by themselves. Hallelujah. Even Long Ranger, he couldn't ride by himself. He had to have Tonto to ride, right? Hallelujah. He didn't just go and walk everywhere. So he had his favorite horse, and what he had to do, he would whistle and he would come to it. So, you know, glory to God. And that's the way the ministry should be. You focus on what's needed. You don't focus on, amen, just one person and all that's going on out there. You focus on what is needed in the ministry, and we do it. Hallelujah. So we're asking you to come on and sow in this season. Hallelujah. And I'm also asking you, glory to God, it's coming up to this is the first of the year. Hallelujah. And everyone needs to plant a seed. Hallelujah. But here's what I want you to do. When you plant your seed, name. Hallelujah. Name the seed that you're planting. So you will know. Hallelujah. So you know what? I ask God for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear him saying, earmark that seed. Hallelujah. In other words, what I mean by earmarking that seed, you're going to, amen, ask for something specific. Hallelujah. So whenever he do, amen, bring it to pass, then you know, so you know what? When I gave that seed into that ministry, hallelujah, I asked God for this, and look what he did. Hallelujah. I just had someone that texted me, glory to God, just before we got on and said, I thank God for what he did, because guess what? Amen. They had to buy some things, and I won't say amen. I ain't going to give all the testimony. I'm just going to give a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And guess what? God did it. That is all that money that they were spending. Hallelujah. But guess what? God did it. He brought it home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they didn't have to pay that much. And they said, oh, I thank you, God, for what you're doing. See, God will do it. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God that I have an apostle and a pastor. Amen. And I got an elder. I thank God for all that, amen, the gifts and operation in this ministry. Because guess what? I'm going to listen and take heed to what they're saying. Glory to God. Because, you know, they've been at it for a long, long, long time. Hallelujah. So those are the ones that you want to listen to and hear what they're saying. Hallelujah. My God, I hear you, Lord. Yes, that's what you want to do. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to sow, but I encourage you to also earmark your seed. So you'll know whenever that thing comes to pass, then you'll know God did it. As you sow, write it down what you're asking for. Hallelujah. Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. You say, Lord, just bring me, I want a stick of peppermint candy. You know, let me tell you something. They got them on sale right now. You can get those cheap. Hallelujah. But if you need God to do some big things for you, I encourage you to sow. Hallelujah. No, you can't pay for the ministry. You can't pay, amen, for the prayer that's going out. Hallelujah. You can't pay for none of that. But you can help the ministry to go further. Hallelujah. Because all this we pay for. Hallelujah. It's not free. And they say, well, you know, God will provide, and yes, he will. But God works through people also. It's a chance to get you blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know y'all been coming to this glad, amen, and listen to me, hallelujah. So I'm saying, oh, that's just Martha, yes. Hallelujah. To my siblings and to my sisters and all that, brothers and in Christ Jesus, yes. Hallelujah. Those that knew me a long time ago, yes. But I am God's servant proper this Martha. Hallelujah. Let's move on with the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's enough said. Hallelujah. I can see you Christian up in your shoes. Hallelujah. I can see you, hallelujah, saying, listen, and oh, it's all right. You know, we can see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open up my line now for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to go ahead and press the 1. I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is good. I always say it, and he is good. Because, listen, we're on this line, and we were able to get up this morning and say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. But some didn't. You know, but guess what? To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. This body, amen, you may not see again. Hallelujah. But guess what? The spirit is present with the Lord. So that's a good thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody press for 1. So guess what? I'm going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. And I say to you before I get into my prayer, hallelujah, don't be afraid to press that 1. And whoever hears you, they hear you. Don't be afraid in this season. Amen. If you need prayer, by all means, press the 1. If you need prayer, you can also contact us on Facebook. We're on Facebook. You can inbox Prophetess Martha Williams or Martha Williams, and I will get back with you. And I'll ask you, can I call you? And I will do that, and I will pray with you, glory to God. And I'm going to believe God. If I'm not going to believe God, I'm not going to pray with you. That's the thing. Hallelujah. So if I can't believe in my own prayer, something wrong with that picture, right? Glory to God. Because when I pray, I expect God to move. When I pray, I expect God to change situations. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Enough said on that. Glory to God. We're going to move on down the road with prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you, Lord God, in 2023, asking you, Lord God, to just strengthen us, Lord, in this season. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for everything that you've done, Lord God, in 2022, and even the more that you're going to do in 2023, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're still able to break chains and destroy yokes and lift those that are heavy laden, Lord God, and lift the burdens off your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, who drove baggage over in 2023, Lord, I said, let it fall off right now in the name of Jesus. They shall not carry it a whole year and go back to the same old, same old. They expect a new you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those that need healing, God. Oh, my God, those that stand in line, Lord God, waiting for you to heal them. Lord, we speak it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. To heal them wherever they hurt, Lord God. If it's loved ones that they lost, Lord, heal them, Lord, on the inside out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because only you can heal the heart of man. Man can't heal the heart, Lord, but you can heal it, Lord God. But we speak it into existence and stand in the gap for them, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you're ever yet raising your people up, Lord God, to a level of prayer. You're raising them up to a level to seek after you and your righteousness, Lord God. And all these other things shall be added unto them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we stand in the gap right now, Lord God, for every, Lord God, one, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who don't know you, Lord God, for the souls, Lord God, the souls to be brought back in this season, oh Lord God, none to be left out there alone, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we send the angels out to touch them, Lord God, in a mighty way so they can come on in and begin to serve you. Not wait till something happens, but to serve you and to know that you are God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that sits high and you look low in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have preserved your people, Lord God, for such a time as this to reach out, Lord God, and help those up. Oh, my God, who have fallen even by the wayside, not to condemn them, Lord God, but to help them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to shake them and shift them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, those that have been struggling in their walk with you, Lord God, we pray right now, oh God, to stable them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, send someone by, Lord God, to offer them a place, Lord God, to dwell, or to let them hear the ministry online and walk more, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for ordering this step. Because Lord, you said the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, as you're leading them down the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh my Lord. Lord God, we thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, for everyone on this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Lord, for those that believe and for those that don't believe, Lord, help their unbelief, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you can cure anything, Lord. So, God, we call it out by name. Lord, we know, Lord God, that you can cure cancer. We know, Lord God, that you can cure brain tumors, Lord. So we speak it in the atmosphere, Lord. To those, Lord God, glory to God. Oh, my God, those that need curing, Lord God, and heal them right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know it's something when you can share, amen, the glory of God with someone. Hallelujah. You can share everything else, the gossip, talking about people, slandering them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But can you share God's grace, God's goodness, God's mercy? Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and get into my message. If you are, amen, amen, if you have your Bible, turn with me to Acts chapter 28. And here's the title, Acts chapter 28. Keep on rolling. Don't give up. Glory to God. You got to keep on rolling. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Don't give up. Let's read this word of God right here. Hallelujah. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. Oh, my God. Now, you're right here. Let me give you a little background. You know, Paul was in prison. They took him and put him on the ship. But before Paul got on the ship, you know, God had already spoke to him and told him that ship was going to wreck, right? So he tried to tell them, hallelujah, about it, but they would not listen to him. So once they got out there in the water, hallelujah, the wind started to rock, blowing the ship, the boat started to rocking, hallelujah. And he told them, he said, y'all going to lose all y'all cargo. So everything was going to be just gone. There were 274 people on this ship, hallelujah, glory to God. And all that, hallelujah, was going to be gone. So what they did, they ate what they could, just trying to stay full, glory to God, hallelujah. But they had to throw all that away. They had to get all that off the ship, hallelujah. But it's still, hallelujah, they lost all their cargo. They lost everything that was on their ship. But they didn't lose the people. Hallelujah. He told them they were going to lose everything, but he didn't say that they was going to lose, hallelujah, no men, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl, none of them. So let's move on to verse 2. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled the fire and received us everyone, because of the present rain and because of the cold. Now, you see, just think about it. The two people that was on this ship, it was Paul and Luke. They was on this ship. Hallelujah. But see, God had already told them what was going to happen in the midst of all that, in the midst of that storm, glory to God. But you'll see right here, hallelujah, they put them on the ship when they had them in prison. So guess what? They couldn't stop doing what he called them to do. They had to keep on rolling, hallelujah. Let's see right here what happened, hallelujah. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Now, you know, viper is one of the venomous snakes that he is. Hallelujah. And he's going to come there and he's going to get on the man of God's hand. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Well, he fastened to the wrong one. You know, life can throw you curves. Yes. And it's some of the horrific things can happen. You can go through trials and tests. And tribulation after tribulation, it'll come and it'll fasten itself to you. But you got to know, hallelujah, if you're anchored in the word of God, then guess what, hallelujah, get in his word and see if it won't shake loose. Because sometimes you've got to play some music that'll help you to shake it off, glory to God. And sometimes you just got to say, Lord, now you say it, hallelujah. Because he said, put me in remembrance of my word. So guess what, when you put him in remembrance of his word, then God will move for you. You can't have no doubt. No doubt and unbelief can't work together. It's either you're going to believe or you're not going to believe. It's up to you. Let's move on. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to leave him. You see right here, they had already summed it up. They had already said, well, look, the sea, amen, it's shipwrecked. So guess what? He didn't die in the sea. So now the snake done bit his hand, and guess what? It's, oh, my God, he's a murderer. You see, when people go through different stuff and different things, hallelujah, they thinking you did something to cause it. But, you know, if we don't ever go through a trial, then you won't have a test, hallelujah, and you won't have a testimony. You ever hear people saying, well, you know what? You can't tell me nothing. If you ain't been through it, then you can't tell me. But you can give them the word of God and say, hold up, I may not can, but this is what my God says in his word. Hallelujah. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. You see right here, when he shook it off, he shook him off into the fire. So you got to learn how to shake that stuff off and don't quit. See, Paul knew what he had to do for the Lord. And he wasn't intending to let that get him down. Hallelujah. So he believed God, so all he had to do was shake it off. You know, he had the Holy Ghost, that power on the inside, and all that good thing going on. He knew Jesus, and he knew that it was nothing going to hurt him. You know, he says in his word, hallelujah, they shall take serpents, and if thy drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. That's what he says in Mark 16 and 18. Glory to God. So you know, hallelujah, when you repeat God's word, even in certain situations, ain't nothing going to hurt you. That's why it's important to study these scriptures and know these scriptures. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he shook the beast off in the fire. So you got to know how to shake that stuff off and don't quit. We're going to keep on moving because we're going to show you. Paul kept on moving. Glory to God. How about they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. See, they put him in a little G-God. Hallelujah. Somebody, he was a god. Oh, glory to God. But they didn't know Paul was a powerful man of God. Glory to God. And he shook him out. He shook all that stuff off. Everything, life can throw you, amen, some wrenches, glory to God. And if it throws you some lemons, hallelujah, take lemonade, make lemonade out of it, and sweeten it up with the word of God, glory to God. And you won't taste bitter. Oh, my God, glory to God. Now, that's what you got to do in this season. Don't let nothing catch you up. Don't let nothing, hallelujah, persuade you, hallelujah, to stay where you are. Don't let negative people, if they don't know, just don't tell them. And then sometimes, I'm going to tell you, in this season, it's a lot that you're going to have to shake loose for God to raise up on the inside and take you where he wants to take you. Hallelujah. So if I was watching something I was saying about cutting loose toxic relationships and cutting loose those that speak negative and those that can't build you up. Hallelujah. It was talking about cutting all that off. See, when Paul threw that in the fire, he was worried about what they were saying. Oh, my God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And in the same quarters were possessions of the chief. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, achievement at the island. Glory to God. Whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. You see right here, amen, you know they were watching Paul, but you know up in verse 6, now think about it. They sat there for a long time waiting on Paul to swell up. But Paul didn't swell. He didn't have nothing swollen about his arms, his hand, legs, none of that. All was well with Paul's soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this man, Publius, asked them to come and stay in his house. Hallelujah. You know he saw what had happened. You know, and he didn't see all of it. He heard about the wrecks of what happened. So look, this man came in here shipwrecked, and now he got the venomous naked ears and clenched on to him. And now, glory to God, hallelujah. He wasn't going to ask him to come to his house. Let me show you why he was asking them to come to his house. He had a plan, glory to God. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed, laid his hands on him, and healed him. Don't you know that why he said, this man got something here. When they already said he was a god, he was a little G-God, but he knew God, and he was a big God, okay, in God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't you know that's why he was luring him over there? You know, his dad had a terrible, terrible disease. That's what it was, and he wanted him to heal his dad. So he said, y'all, come on over to my house and stay with me. Hallelujah, glory to God. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed. Now think about it. If all that had not happened, you just think about it. Those people may not have gotten their healing from God. Hallelujah. So you see, what the enemy made for bad, God turned it around and made it good. None of them souls were lost. They all were safe. The only thing they lost was the cargo, right? Glory to God. We serve that type of God. This is the way he works. Hallelujah. So everything that you went through, shake it off. Just don't even remember that stuff that happened back there last year. Don't even remember. Just forget it. Hallelujah. Because guess what? People will be people. It don't matter who they are and where they are. Glory to God. They're going to be people to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When God raised you up, they still going to come against you. It don't matter, even in the ministry. So you better get some thick skin over here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They'll say, you ain't no prophet. You know, you're not a minister. Who called you? You can't pray. Glory to God. You better get some thick skin and know that you're operating, amen, in the way God wants you to operate and not man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, Paul didn't stop because all that stuff happened. Paul kept on rolling, didn't he? He kept on going, went over there and laid hands on his father and healed him. My God, my God. He was sick. He had some kind of disease. Hallelujah. glory to God. He had inflammation, in other words, diarrhea, amen, and it was flux, they said. It was a bloody diarrhea. So he went over there and laid hands on him and healed him. Paul didn't stop doing the work of the ministry. He kept on rolling because he knew he had to continue to do what he had to do for the Lord thy God. He didn't let nothing hold him back. He didn't let nothing they were saying. And you know he heard a rumor, this man, he a murderer. He got through the sea, and man, he didn't die there. Now the snake unfastened his hand, so he must kill somebody. Or he must have did something. You see how people can get the wrong understanding. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 10. Who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. So you see, everything that they needed, they gave it to Paul. Hallelujah. Because he was still on his journey. Hallelujah. Because he healed the sick. Hallelujah. And he raised those people up. Hallelujah. The dead. Now think about it now. Glory to God. He didn't quit there. He continued on rolling on, right on. He kept on rolling, hallelujah. Glory to God, and don't give up. That's what you got to do in this season. You got to keep on rolling for Jesus, and know that you're rolling for Jesus. And although some going to come against you and say, you need to sit down, glory to God. No, as long as you're in this book, hallelujah, as my elder can say, the 66th book of the Bible, glory to God, you keep on rolling for Jesus, no matter what they say, no matter what negativity. And you know, sometimes now you can tell somebody something, and you know what, amen, it don't mean nothing but the truth. But guess what? You'll feel that little backlash like, But then you know that you know that they didn't receive it. Hallelujah. But guess what? Hallelujah. You did what you had to do. The reason I say that, and I come with a little testimony between that, I just, you know, gave somebody, amen, some encouraging words, and I saw something that was really, really unique, and it was awesome. And I gave them some encouraging words. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? It took them a day, 2 days, day and a half to send me back a thumbs up. I said, well, Lord, I tell you, hallelujah, glory to God. When somebody gives you a word and you know that you know that you know, hallelujah. So what you can do is say, Lord, I thank you. Thank God, hallelujah. He said, give honor where honor's due. And you give glory to God, glory to God. And that's what you do. Hallelujah. Let's move on down to verse 11. And after 3 months, we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the isle, whose sign was Castor and Pollux. And landing at Syracuse, we tarried there 3 days. Verse 13. And from thence we fetched the copper and came to Regulus. And after 1 day, the south wind blew, and we came to the next day to Paphos, where we found brethren and were desired to tarry with them 7 days. And so we went towards Rome. You see, right there, they were traveling here, and they're traveling again because they gave them everything they need. You know, just think about it. Paul and Luke was a good one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There were soldiers on the ship. Just think about it. And God already had all that in place, but they didn't get hurt. Hallelujah. They were going on about the ministry. Continue to do God's will. Continue to do God's work. Shake out that stuff that's been holding you down. Leave it back there where you left it at. If you didn't leave it, hallelujah, you brought it with you in 2023. Throw it back. It'll catch it. I promise you can catch it. Throw it back over there so you can continue on down the road with God. Glory to God. Let's move on. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as API Forum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. Glory to God. But Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with the soldier that kept him. Now, you see right there, he kept on rolling. And look how God made that thing smooth for him. Ah, my God, my God. Look like what he did. He made it, amen, so he can go, and you're going to see why he did that. But he didn't stop. Regardless of what's going on, you have to continue on in ministry. You have to pray for the situation. You have to believe, God, that the situation is going to change, but you can't stop and hide up under the cup. You got to continue on rolling. Glory to God. And it came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together. And when they were come together, he said unto them, men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or custom of our fathers, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. He said, I ain't done nothing. He didn't do nothing but just tell them the word of God. Sometimes you don't do anything but just tell people the word of God, and they don't like you. Sometimes you don't do nothing but just deliver the word of God, and they still don't like you. So what? You got to learn to get some thick skin, hallelujah. The reason I say it, because I had to learn to get some thick skin, hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when I said, thus says the Lord, hallelujah, somebody going to come back and say, well, the Lord told me, I said, hold up, he didn't give it to you. He gave me what he wanted to give me to say. Now, it's up to you to listen at what he said. Don't try to come back and rectify what I said, the Lord said. That's not the way he works. He don't work like that. God is not the author of confusion. He's the author and finisher of our faith. So if he delivered that word, hallelujah, and that word didn't hurt nobody, glory to God, then so be it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Who, when they had examined me, would have let me go, because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar, not that I had ought to accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you, to see you and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel, I am bound with this chain. So you see right here, he had did anything. But still, he had to go before them. They bound him and sent him out, hallelujah. All he was doing was talking about the word of God, glory to God. So when they come against you, like I said, stand strong. Keep on rolling. Don't let situations get you down. Don't let things get you down that you know that's going to stagnate you. Don't let people get you down. Shake it off in the fire and keep rolling, hallelujah. Glory to God. And they said unto him, we need to receive letters. Look at here what he does. He said, we ain't received no letter out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came show or spake any harm of thee. See, he, they ain't received nothing. Look what he did. Hallelujah. When you're doing God's work and God's will, when they come against you, glory to God, let him handle it. Because he said, vengeance is mine. He said, I will repay. So remember, you just let him handle it. Hallelujah. I know there are some things that we have to bring to the front, you know, and certain stuff, but you know, if it's a really, really hard thing, you say, Lord, I know, Lord, if I say something more, then it ain't going to be nice. So then that time, you need to take a step back. Hallelujah. And then it'll be time for you to step up and say what you got to say. But first of all, step back. Don't, hallelujah, lose your ministry by listening, hallelujah, to that little thing right on the shoulder, the devil in his pit. Well, you go ahead. Go off on them. Glory to God. Now, do it in a very nice way. You know, this happened, that happened, this happened. Because I know I had to do that myself. Because when things got to going crazy, I'm like, okay, you know, I went from the beginning of what happened to the end. Hallelujah. But I had a witness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I did. I had a witness. Thank God. Sometimes you have to take a person with you. Hallelujah. We're two or three gathered together and he's in the midst. Sometimes you have to take somebody with you, amen, those that you know don't tell the truth, hallelujah, by the book. But we desire to hear of thee, what thou thinkest, for and concerning this text, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. See, they was talking against them, but see, he didn't do nothing, and they didn't receive nothing. You see how God will fix that thing? He fixed it. Even though all Paul had went through, think about it, he didn't quit. He didn't give up. He didn't turn back. They were mumbling and grumbling. I said, well, you know what? He's going to die. Glory to God. And it said in one translation I read, they sat there a long time waiting on him to swell up, but he did not swell up. You know, some people have sat there a long time. When you get to going through stuff and things get to happening so horrific, they want to see you bound with those chains. They want to see see you, glory to God, not delivered. They want to see you not going forward in your ministry. They want to see you not going forward in your giving. They want to see you not going forward and doing the things of God and telling people about a man named Jesus. They won't want you to do not nothing, glory to God. They want to let them be on the top and you always on the bottom of things. But God is turning that thing around. It's time right now, hallelujah, for you to know that you know that you know that he's called you with a purpose. He's called you with a holy call because Paul was holy and righteous. He believed the Lord thy God. You know what? A lot of people say, well, you know, I got faith. But how much faith do you got? You have a little bit of faith as a mustard seed, but your faith should ever yet be growing. How long have you been in ministry? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so how long will you be between two opinions? Glory to God. If you like love the Lord thy God and you got faith in him, then let God be God and man be man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time now to know that you know that you know. For you, Lord God, I live. For you, Lord God, I die. Nothing will ever pluck me out of your hand, oh Lord. I want to stay connected, Lord God, in your word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to be listening after negativity. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you get to speaking to people about the word of God, they start to clinching. And I notice people a lot. That's called the discern of the spirit realm. And that's God to give it to you, and he will. Hallelujah. People always say at first mind. Be careful about that. Hallelujah. You make sure you keep a prayerful mind. Hallelujah. And the spirit of the Lord is working with you. Glory to God. Because guess what? God is going to do those things that he needs to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is going to bring you, hallelujah, before big, hallelujah, men and women of God, hallelujah, that can help you. He's going to bring you between those that are walking in his righteousness and those that are walking in his will in the name of Jesus. So, you know, people will sit around and say, well, you know what? I wonder what they did, glory to God, to cause this thing to come upon them. I know there was a long time ago, there was an accident, as I remember, and it was a lot of, you know, church people, and somebody said, well, I wonder what they did, hallelujah, to for that to happen to them, hallelujah. Well, you know, you can be saved and filled with God's precious Holy Ghost, but sometimes horrific things will happen, hallelujah, glory to God. You got to be willing and you got to be ready to continue on in Christ Jesus. I know it'll be a hard thing, hallelujah, but whatever's on the inside of you is going to come out you, hallelujah. You see, Paul shook off all that, hallelujah, so you can shake it off, hallelujah, and keep on rolling for the ministry. Don't give up, hallelujah, and don't give in, because you're in a season, hallelujah, huh? Because if you give up and give in, you're going to bring drought upon yourself. Glory to God. You don't want to, hallelujah, continue to give and not believe in your giving, hallelujah. Because when you give, you expect God to move, hallelujah. It's okay. No, you can't pay for it. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about your tithes and your offering. You pay your tithes and your offering. Hallelujah. Glory to God to the local church that you attend. But if you don't have a local church, then I'm going to invite you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve a God that's full. Hallelujah. Glory and mercy. Hallelujah. And grace. Oh, so be it unto you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. How you watch over your people, huh? You're ever yet, Lord God, giving. And you're ever yet, Lord God, calling them in, Lord God, out of the streets, Lord God, out of the highways and byways, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. For those that aren't saved, those that aren't delivered, oh God, and those that aren't set free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you to set them free, Lord, on today, as they hear the word of God. Let them receive it, Lord God, with a listening ear. Let the bind fall off their eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Open up their ear gates so they can hear the righteousness of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that we know that we know, Lord, we have to keep on rolling. Hallelujah. And don't give up, because Paul didn't give up. Even though the snake, he first shipwrecked, and then the snake bit him, glory to God. He continued on, hallelujah, healing and set people free, God, because he know it wasn't about him and what he was going through, God, because sometimes you get so focused about what you're going through, hallelujah, huh? But whatever you make happen for God's people, he'll make it happen for you, he'll reach back and say, you know what, you healed the guy that was healed over there, huh? You went on over there and you gave him that word that I gave you to give him, so I'm going to go back, hallelujah, and heal your children, I'm going to go over there, hallelujah, I'm going to snatch him off the bar seat, in the clothes, hallelujah. I'm going to snatch him out of the bed with someone that's not their own. Glory to God. I'm going to snatch him up and sit him on the seat and put him on straight street. Glory to God. So you got to believe, hallelujah. Don't give up. Just keep on rolling. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now tell me we don't serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I continue to say it. Hallelujah. Awesome God, awesome God, awesome God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to continue, hallelujah, to give, hallelujah. Make sure you give your seed for this year. Glory to God. I know some wait on down, you know, in like February, March, whenever you get it, I hear you. It's okay. Hallelujah. I hear you. But I always plant my first of the year seed because that's what I like to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because he gave me this life to continue on in the ministry. He gave you this life to continue on in his word. He gave it to you, hallelujah, for purpose. So, Lord, I know I can give, Lord God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. And don't forget to continue to give and see God's goodness and grace and mark that seed that you're giving, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, some people mark it, earmarked money, but money ain't what you need right then, huh? You get your health and strength, and hallelujah, if you need healing, God, hallelujah, for your health. Then you can go on, amen, if you want to, and plant another one, hallelujah, and continue to plant, hallelujah. And before you know it, hallelujah, you got a whole garden, collard greens out there, glory to God. And then you can call up, you got it, hallelujah, already planted. So, Lord, if something get starts going on, then you say, Lord, Lord, I remember I gave this and I gave it, Lord God. And Lord, I'm naming them seeds, Lord God. As I plant them, I'll name them. Glory to God. And he will, hallelujah, do just what he said he'll do. God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he has to repent. But he will do just what he said he would do. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you know Christ Jesus, you don't know Christ Jesus, and pardon of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Amen. May Jesus Lord. This is it right here. Hallelujah. Because we don't know when he's to return. So what we want to do, we want to be ready when he comes. Glory to God. The Lord, I did, Lord. I served you, Lord. I did what I was supposed to do, Lord God. I made you Lord in my life, God. And I've been walking with you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So your name can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Oh, my God. Forgive me, Lord, of all sins that I have thought, Lord God, even the sins that I've committed, those, Lord God, that I've done unknowingly, Lord God. Father God, I repent of all this. Create in me a clean heart. Renew my spirit, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. Walk in the newness of Christ and know, hallelujah, that he's right there. Hallelujah. Hit me up on Facebook. Hallelujah. Inbox me, Prophetess Martha Williams. Hallelujah. On Facebook or Martha Williams. And let me know it was you. Hallelujah. And I will tell you the what next. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't want you to forget the show that's coming up. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. It'll be, hallelujah. Let me read it again so you make sure that you tune in. Glory to God. You tune in to Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So make sure that you don't miss it. The number to her show is 1-347-945-5041. So make sure you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because we serve an awesome, we serve a good God. Now I'm going to go ahead and read the benediction and get out of here. I hope everybody's having an awesome, awesome first amen of 2023. Amen, because I am. It's just so exciting. I just want to see what God is doing in this season. I'm just overzealous. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome week. Remember, put him first in everything that you do. Continue, hallelujah, and keep on rolling. Don't give up. Amen.